Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Doug.
How are you?
All right.
That's good. I'm nowhere close to ready. Sorry.
Oh, neither am I. Yeah, I'm just getting the computer set up.
A huge
two cuts maybe needs to go to four cuts.
Yeah, right.
Get us a little extra time.
How was your Tuesday night?
It was all right. I went to my mom's for a little bit and subjected to watching Dancing with the Stars for a little bit.
That show is still on, Gator?
And you didn't enjoy that, huh?
Yeah, still on.
Do you watch that and go, how is this popular? I get it very, very. Look, yeah, I guess everybody likes their own thing. It's no big deal.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see who the contestants are.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. How far down the celebrity list are we?
I mean, they're...
Can you finish the sentence for us? I can't hear you, Kang, if you're talking. I can't get my damn headset plugged in.
Sorry. He's asking how far down the... The list of letters, is it for the celebrities? Are they A-list? No. B-list? C, D, somewhere along there. I mean, I don't know. There's a guy named, I think his name is Dylan Efron. Is that Zach's brother? Seriously. Like, I don't know.
Are we doing stand-ins for the real celebrities?
I'm not sure how this is working. They had, one of the other one was Steve Irwin's kid. You know, Crocodile Hunter's kid. I forget what his first name is. Is he Steve Jr.? I don't even know what that is.
But Crocodile Hunter Jr.
Yeah, but he's fine. He's a good guy. You know, I like Crocodile Hunter back in the day. And, you know, I root for the kids. I think his sister was on it years ago, I think. I don't know. And then there's like some smoking hot chick is on there. I'm like, whoa, who is this? You know, I Google get on my phone. And my mom's like, I don't know who that is. And I said, I'm going to guess she's like an influencer of some kind. And as I'm looking it up, sure enough, she's a social media influencer at the age of 22 with a net worth around $20 million. I'm like, what? Yes, she gets people to wake up every day and get makeup tips and how to get ready for your day and dress. And she lets people know about her personal life. I'm like, wow. And that pays her that much. Okay. All right. Cool. Hook them. Good for her. But no, I don't know who
the hell
it is.
Is that going to become a college major?
I think it is.
Social media influencer.
I think it, you know, dealing with social media is probably something that's taught at some schools, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I watched like an hour of it. I said, that's enough. I got to go.
So I finished Escape at Dannemora.
You finished it?
I finished it.
Way to go, Doug.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this, and it's embarrassing. It's quite frankly humiliating.
Oh.
I finished it, and it ended, and I was like, I am.
Oh, you put all that time into it. And in the end, it kind of sucked.
And I started thinking about it. And I'm like, did the reason this was is this based on a true story? I had no idea. And it was. And so it just ended the way it ended. It ended the way the real story ended. But I had no idea it was based on a true story. So I was expecting some dramatic twist. Remember I said yesterday I'm waiting for the twist?
Yeah.
Like I was expecting one of the other guards or somebody. You know, I was expecting something amazing, like an alien to come in. I didn't know what was going to happen. And then it just ended, and I'm like, huh. And then a couple hours later, I'm like, maybe it's because it's based on a true story or something. And sure enough, it was.
How did you not know that going
into
it?
Because I'm a dog, and you know I don't watch TV. I don't have any.
But I thought, like, you of all people, like, it's Netflix. Netflix actually gives a pretty good description of the shows. I would imagine the description probably says.
I'll tell you what, though. Sometimes I don't like reading descriptions of the show, so I just go in completely blind. What was the one in Netflix show, I Hate Cats? Did you ever see that?
No.
Okay, it had nothing to do with, like, I mean, it did, but it was.
Was like Baby Reindeer had nothing to do with a baby reindeer. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Never did watch that, did you?
I watched a couple episodes and I found it to be disturbing. So
only because it's very disturbing.
Yeah. Anyway, so I had no idea. And I'm like, okay, I'm the dummy. But
that's a true story too.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, I think that's probably more on me. I probably would have looked at it completely differently if I knew it was based on a true story. I thought it was like just a drama. And it's my naivete showing up when it comes to TV and TV shows. But, I mean, it was okay.
Sure. King, is it Robert Irvin? Or Irwin? Is that his name?
Yes, Irwin, not Irvin.
Yeah, no. Robert Irvine is somebody that's a chef, but the English chef.
Is the chef on there? I'd watch that.
I think he's been a contestant on it before.
They've had to have celebrity chefs, right?
Yeah, they had to
one or two.
I mean, they're getting to Irwin's kids for crying out loud, you know?
How many of them did you recognize? I know you mentioned you didn't know the
influencer. Like I said, I only watched for a little bit, so I didn't recognize anybody. I think, that's not true. Who is Conan O'Brien's sidekick? Andy Richter?
Andy Richter.
Andy Richter's on there.
What?
Yeah. My mom said, I don't care for him. Like, well, I mean, he's like
68
out of shape, so I'm not sure he's going to give it a best effort. He's not very coordinated. Well, yeah, I think there's a reason for that, Mom. Yeah, and I think Corey Feldman was on initially. But
really?
Yeah, but didn't put the time necessary into it or something. I thought I read something about that.
Well, look, obviously.
I probably would have watched if I knew Corey Feldman was to see the train wreck.
Is this like this part of a program or something? Okay. Like where they leave rehab and then go to Dancing with the Stars?
That would be one heck of a documentary series. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in rehab and then put you on Dancing with the Stars.
If it helps, I'm all for it. If it helps him out, it'd be great.
Wasted their time more? Gator watching Dancing with the Stars or me watching Kennesaw State and Florida International?
Or apparently the finish of Escape from Dinamora.
Yeah, that was over before nine time. I got it done right after. Got it done before I had to get down to Schembechler Hall. So
you really were putting in the effort.
Yeah, it was kind of a busy day, but Tuesdays are busy, Thursdays are busy.
So did you see, you watch Kennesaw and Sabre?
Kennesaw State and Florida International.
Oh, Florida International.
Yeah, FIU. Who plays in Pitbull Stadium. And it was Miami Vice night.
Well, I didn't. Kang, did you get a text alerting you it was Miami Vice night at Pitbull Stadium?
No text.
Yeah. You would have watched?
I mean.
Black uniforms with fluorescent pink and blue accents?
Yes. Yeah. Was there any threat that Pitbull was actually going to be at the stadium?
No, he's touring. He's in Australia right now.
You know that?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Because I watched the game and they mentioned that Pitbull was touring in Australia right now.
Of course, Rip, Pitbull's stadium would be great if Pitbull were actually here. But Pitbull, alas, is on the third leg of his worldwide tour. He's in Brisbane.
Well, but
and
you
then
know,
we'll shep down over to Melbourne and Sydney.
There's this interesting thing going on with shirtless students. The one kid at Oklahoma State game who just stood there with no shirt on and swinging his.
He went to an empty part of the stadium,
which
wasn't. I mean, most of it was empty.
Yep.
And then eventually, more and more students joined him.
Yep.
Ripping their shirts off
and waving their shirts.
Yeah. And then eventually, you had like a whole section of people there.
So last night, Florida International, there was probably a group of, I would say, 35 students behind one of the goalposts. They all had their shirts off, clustered together, like all sitting right next to each other between the goalposts in a otherwise completely empty section.
Did they call it the dog pound?
I don't know what they called it.
That was Pitbull Stadium.
Maybe they did. But. I sat there and my son turns to me and sees that and he goes, college football's the best. And I said, I know it's bizarre that it is, but it is the best. All right, so Pistons open their season tonight. Red Wings play tonight. We got stuff to watch tonight instead of Conference USA football and Dancing with the Stars and Netflix documentaries or real life stories. So we will get into let's start with the Pistons, man. Pistons are going to be interesting. Got the college football questions at 10:30. And are you going to eat that at 11? It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket, Michigan, Ottawa.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Feel like we'll have all the food groups today as it is a busy, busy day in Detroit sports, including the Pistons opening their season tonight at Chicago. A little bit of a resurgence with that organization, going from 14 wins to 44 wins. Was quite the jump from the 23-24 season to the 24-25 season. Historic. And honestly, really supported by Detroit. The Pistons finished in the top 10 in attendance last year. And I guess I want to start there. The level of commitment from the audience, the level of interest, like I'm intrigued as to, and maybe we'll just take some text on this real quick. How much more into this season are you than a year ago? Gator, how about you?
With the Pistons? I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. I was finishing a question. With the Pistons, I'm actually quite on board with this. My basketball interest has kind of laid dormant for a while. And then last year it got sparked a little bit. New coach, new general manager. I'm like, all right, let's see what these guys are going to do. And you know, they do have some players that I like too. Mm-hmm. I like Cade Cunningham a lot, like Jalen Duren, and I love Jaden Ivey. So I was excited to see how things are going to go. And you know, you get to December and this team's actually playing pretty good basketball. And unfortunately, you know, Ivy gets hurt, but they take off. Then they make some moves at the trade deadline and help to solidify that roster. And I got really interested in it last year. And to the point where I went to some games at the end of the season, and you know the playoff games were exciting as hell against the Knicks. What a great atmosphere we had.
Yep.
And I think, you know, so you're building off of that. It's going to look a little different to start because no Malik Beasley, but you're bringing in a couple of, you know, former hometown guys that that should help some interest there. That doesn't really do it for me because it's Michigan, but the fact that they're good players, I can respect what Duncan Robinson does on the court, and I'm hopeful that he can, you know, still be this dead-eye shooter that he's been to offset the loss of Malik Beasley. But starting without Ivy kind of sucks, but I'm encouraged by this. It's a young team that's worth watching. My interest level is very high with these guys. It's not just seeing Cade Cunningham, seeing if he can go from star to superstar. It's watching Ron Holland and seeing if is he a guy? You know, they did draft him pretty high. Is he a guy? I think he might be a guy, but we're going to have to see big improvement over what we saw last year. But in the summer league, if you watched any of the summer league action, he's got a little spark in him, and I like that. Sar Thompson has all this talent too, and you know, these guys can stay healthy. I think we're going to see some dramatic improvement. This is a team that won 22 games at home, 22 games on the road last year. The 44 total was like, what just happened? Sorry, did you improve by 30 wins? Yep. That's crazy. And it is. And I don't think that they hit a plateau this year. I think they're raising the bar higher. I know that, you know, John and Jim were talking in the morning about win totals, and they were both a little cautious with it, thinking they're going to win more games than they did last year, but neither one of them had them topping 50. I think with the landscape in the East, that adds more interest to all this because of some key players being out for some really good teams. I like the Pistons' chances this year to very much improve on what they did last year.
I have a number of concerns. The biggest of which is I think what happens when you have a team with this kind of roster is we all want, expect, hope things are going to happen quicker than they do. I think when you got young talent, it feels like you're close to really putting together something special, you want it to happen just like that. And they took such a big jump forward last year that I have my concerns that they almost skipped a step, and they might come back and be roughly the same team they were a year ago in terms of wins and losses and the threat in the conference. You're right about the injuries in Boston and Indiana making a difference. I mean, a 30-win improvement. Am I wrong? Does that feel like that was so astronomical that I feel like they skipped a step and that this is the year to win? This is the year to jump to 44 wins, even though they did 44 last year, you know?
Well, it does feel like they went ahead of schedule for sure. And even JB Bickerstaff, when we talked to him on Tuesday or on Monday, he was sort of like that too. He was like, yeah, I mean, didn't really see that coming, overachieved a little bit. And but that doesn't mean that I think that 44 is the number. I still I think you hit 44. Sorry. I expect more.
Yeah.
And I do expect more. I think this is a good basketball team. This is a team that proved that they can hang with anybody. You know, that series they had against the Knicks, it absolutely could have gone the Pistons' way.
It could have.
A couple whistles here, a couple whistles there, and it would have gone the Pistons' way. And looking at the rest of the landscape in the Eastern Conference, I mean, is there really a clear-cut team that is, or a couple of clear-cut teams that are better than everybody else?
I mean, I'm sure the Cleveland crowd is pretty chesty.
I think Cleveland's pretty good. Yeah.
But
after Cleveland?
Some of the other teams that made the moves that they made, Orlando and Atlanta, have me a little bit leery of them. You know, Boston. I was like doing some background on Boston, and I can't get over the fact they expect Luka Garza to be in their regular rotation. Like, that to me is really? I guess maybe if he's taking a jump forward. Is this the same Luka Garza we had here in Detroit?
Well, I'm thinking the same Luka Garza they had in Iowa. That guy was great.
Well, that guy was playing college basketball.
Yes, but I'm just saying, in college basketball, he was.
Yes, he was.
He played at a level that you're like, wow, I wonder if this translates to the NBA. And you know what? It didn't.
No, I'm seeing that, and they obviously have they still have Jaylen Brown, but with Tatum out, they've got Halliburton out in Indiana, but You know, I've always
Lillard's out in Milwaukee.
But Porzingis going to Atlanta with Ricochet there, that concerns me a little bit. Desmond Bane goes to Orlando. But hey, look. Okay, well, I'm just saying those are things that bother me in terms of teams that are going to take a jump forward. But I'm almost like tampering down my expectations for the Pistons. I think we need to remember if they only win 43 games, 44 games again, that's not the worst thing in the world given the youth of this roster. And I feel like they skipped this.
I'll be disappointed.
I know you
if they do that. And I think the other thing to look forward to, you know, getting into January is that you should have a very healthy Jaden Ivey at that point. And I think a very healthy Jaden Ivey helps make this team a lot better.
I hope you're right. I don't know that we've defined what Jaden Ivey means to this team yet.
There were more than flashes. There were lots of games last year where Jaden Ivey was really good.
And they lost more with him than without him.
Well, it took a while for them to get their feet under it. And then once they did, they went on a nice run, and then he got hurt.
Again, I hope you're right. I think these are unanswered questions that I'm not sure are going to go the positive direction, but we'll see.
Oh,
we'll talk more about it.
I just thought it was rainy outside.
We'll bring Kang into the conversation as well, big Pistons follower. All right, let's do the college football questions. We do it every Wednesday at this time. We'll get to that next, the college football blitz thingy, here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It's Wednesday, and it's time for the college football blitz thingy. Heads or tails?
The targeting thing. I love it. I'm going to go with tails.
It is a head. I will defer.
All right, Gator, here we go, baby.
Let's go.
All right, question number one. I like that enthusiasm. All right, will Indiana regret giving Cignetti a sizable extension?
No, I don't think they will, because I think that they have big-time donors that are willing to keep funding this program. I think Kurt Cignetti's a heck of a coach. I do agree with Doug and a lot of things he said about him with doing things the right way to build the program quickly, with rating those smaller schools and bringing all the talent that he had when he was at the lesser level. But I believe in his coaching ability. So the big donors like Mark Cuban and others, they'll step up and keep funding that program. He'll do just fine. I think the one thing they have to worry about is, you know, him leaving for greener pastures. This is a great contract. You're getting, what, $11.5 million a season. That's awesome. But in today's landscape, somebody else can come in and offer more money. So I'd be more worried about them losing him than him not doing a good job.
Yeah, this extension, I don't think they'll regret it, because I don't think this extension has anything to do whatsoever with year 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. It has everything to do with this year. They wanted to put a bow on and wrap up speculation that he was going to leave this year. They have a shot to win the national championship. They're paying a price tag to keep it locked in and focused on this year. Do I think he can repeat the success he's had when he raided the group of five, because he was a group of five coach? Can he repeat that moving forward? I'm not sure, because a lot of those guys are about to cycle out. But it has nothing to do with the length of the contract, whether the losses come down the road. I actually expect them to take a step back. But this is 100% about eliminating distractions and making a run for this year's national championship, so I don't think they'll regret it.
Yeah, I'm happy that Indiana got to keep him, because a lot of times these smaller, you know, programs that don't care about football as much as other programs, they lose their guy, and they were able to keep their guy. So I really hope they don't regret this. They get, I guess, forced into these big extensions, but like you said, Doug, I mean, that this is maybe for the short term, and you can always renegotiate moving forward. I'm glad they stepped up and did it, though. If he continues to do what he's doing, I root for non-traditional schools to crash the party all the time, and Indiana doing that, I'm all for it. All right, of all the coaches who have been fired so far, who will resurface and do the best job when they come back?
Please don't have the same answer. Please,
two of the fired coaches have winning records. James Franklin at a power program, Penn State, and Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. And at Oklahoma State, they were lacking in NIL. His quarterback got hurt this year, which made a bad situation worse. I think you put him in a supportive program, and he will take off. He went 170-90 at Oklahoma State. I think Mike Gundy somewhere else could kill it.
He's no longer 40.
No, he's not.
But he's also, it's not like he's 60.
No.
I'm going to go with Billy Napier. He's only 46 years old. He's got a career record of 62-35, albeit because he coached at Louisiana before that. But that's important, because I think he ends up back in the Bayou taking over for Brian Kelly when he gets dumped at LSU. I think they're going to welcome him back, and he did some great things over at Louisiana. He had some really good seasons there. His last 3 years, he went 11-3, 10-1, and 12-1 his last year there, winning the West. Actually won it all four the seasons while he was in the Sun Belt Conference. So that's who I'm going to go with.
So my answer, I don't know if he'll do the best job, but he's the one I'm kind of rooting for, and that's former Colorado State head coach Jay Norville. And I just liked what he did with versus Deion, trying to get in that rivalry going a little bit. Obviously, they lost, you know, and he couldn't keep up. He only had one winning season, which was last year. And then this year, they had the short lease with him, so they moved on. I think he just is one of those guys, though, that needs to stay in a smaller conference, smaller school, and do well there and stay there. But and then build that back up. And just, I don't think he'll resurface as far as like a powerhouse or anything like that anywhere in one of the power fives. But I think smaller school, smaller conference, he could do well again. All right, Minnesota beat Nebraska last Friday night. This is PJ Fleck's ninth year at Minnesota. Will he ever make the college football playoff with the Gophers?
You know, I think that's amazing when you say it's his ninth year. It feels like it was just yesterday that he left Western to take the job, and yet now it's 9 years later. I think it's safe to say after 9 years at Minnesota, he's a hell of a coach. He really is a hell of a coach. He gets the most out of his players, and the only way that Minnesota is going to get to the college football playoff is if somebody in their alumni, if they've got rich alumni base, if somebody steps up and says, all right, let's start fundraising for this guy and give him the necessary means to take this team to the next level. You saw what Cignetti did in Indiana. They got some backing there. why not dip into the deep pockets with some people from Minnesota, get it going the right way there, because this guy can flat out coach. You couple that with getting the occasional favorable schedule, which really helped Indiana last year, and I think he can get there.
Gator, could they beat Iowa this year? Could Minnesota beat Iowa this year?
Sure.
Their other games are Michigan State, Northwestern, and Wisconsin. They're 5-2. They play at Oregon. If they run the table, are they going this year? Minnesota? Have they kind of snuck back into this? Nobody's talking about them.
If they beat Oregon, then Oregon's done, right? So yeah. That's an interesting point to bring up there. And it's, I guess it's quite possible, but you got Indiana and...
Yeah, I don't know that... Look, that's a big ask, obviously, yeah. Winning at Oregon. Do I think he could do it? Yes. On top of that, he's won 11 games there once. The Big Ten, the next three seasons, Minnesota's regular season schedules, next three seasons, they play Ohio State twice, Oregon once, Michigan once, Penn State once. That's it from the traditional powers. Other teams are going to be good in there.
What about Michigan State? Why don't you say that?
You want me to include them? I didn't count their games against Michigan State.
It just make me feel a little better. Come on, man. It's rivalry week. Throw me a bone.
I think the Big Ten have done them a super big solid. Yeah, I think Fleck's going to get them there.
So I'll never say never, but if you're making me pick yes or no, I'm going to say no. It's very unlikely. Someone does crash the party, it seems like, and if they keep continuing to expand the playoff, obviously that's going to help their chances. But like I said, I go back to my original answer. If it's a yes or no question, I'm going to say no. Rutgers, they play Purdue Saturday, which begs the question, what's the least desirable Big Ten school to be a fan of?
Okay, look, at least at Purdue, you got a basketball program, and I think it's kind of an underrated place. I've hung out at Purdue a little bit. And I used to think very, very little of West Lafayette, but I've had some fun in West Lafayette. I mean, it's Rutgers. Rutgers looks, it doesn't look anything like the rest of the Big Ten schools. They've had a little bit of success in football. They're having problems recreating it now under good old what's-his-face who's back there on campus. Shiano. You can make a strong case for Maryland. Think of a Maryland glory day.
Boomer.
Yeah, right? But I'm going to go Rutgers.
Full disclosure, my dad went to Purdue, so I have to eliminate Purdue from the list. Purdue's actually, it's an excellent school. I mean, sure. If you want to be an engineer, you go to Purdue. It's a great school. But the football program has been bleh for a long time. It's been a while since Drew Brees was there when they had a couple of really good years. But they were also once known as quarterback U. It's got to be Rutgers. Come on. Nobody goes to games in that place. They've never been relevant in football and basketball or in life. I mean, their most famous alumni is Tony Soprano. It's a fictional character. That guy's the most famous alumni. Nobody cares about Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights, have you seen that guy? Their mascot? Please. At least Purdue Pete could kick some ass.
Yeah, so I was going back and forth between Rutgers and Maryland, to be honest with you. And then with Maryland, it's like, I don't even believe they're in the Big Ten still. I just don't, right? They're a basketball school, not in the Big Ten, though. And no one cares about football, obviously. And that's what this question is about. Rutgers, I feel like they should be playing community colleges. They are not a real school, let alone a Big Ten school,
big
right?
Big rivalry, Rutgers and Monmouth.
I don't want to rip on community college. Community college serves a purpose, but... Rutgers, when I was on the campus, this feels like a community college campus, and I think community colleges are fine, but it's in the Big Ten.
The McComb Monarchs are going, hey, whoa!
Yeah, sorry, I'm all right.
So I'm gonna go Rutgers.
Shots fired.
All right, Utah and BYU both wore their home uniforms this past Saturday night. Would you be against Michigan and MSU doing the same thing?
I don't hate it. I'll tell you that. I love it when USC and UCLA do it. I think it's awesome. And remember years ago, they did that and the NCAA got upset that you can't do that and they flagged them. And so like the schools took it upon themselves to create another penalty to offset it. So it's like, it just shut up. Let us do what we want to do. Enough of your rules. I like the idea more if Michigan were to show up wearing yellow jerseys with the blue pants and then... Well, the yellow jerseys with the blue pants, and then Michigan State goes with green jerseys and the white pants. I think that's a cool look. to see that contrast. I don't know if it looks as good with the blue against the green. It's kind of dark with a night game. So, but I don't hate it.
Michigan's won the maize jerseys twice, in 1928 against Army and in 2017 in that neutral site game against Florida. A green and blue contrast wouldn't contrast enough, yeah, especially in a night game. If they, I can see Michigan, Ohio State doing it because I think, you know, the scarlet and the blue would contrast enough, but I can't see.
Look at our traditionalist. He went with scarlet. Green. He could have taken a shot and gone red.
No. Anyway, too much respect. Anyway, bottom line is I don't think they could do blue and green. Maize and green, maybe.
I like it because as long as you have the contrast of colors, like you're saying, I think it pops more on TV. I think it's really cool. Strangely enough, though, I wish basketball wouldn't do it and would go back to the home whites when all the teams had to wear white at home or yellow if you're the Lakers. But now they let the teams do whatever they want and have so many jerseys that are alternate, City Connect, whatever. So there's more color. But for basketball, I wish the home teams wore the white and the road teams wore the colors.
Don't, we do see that in basketball. Don't we see Michigan wearing the yellow jerseys, Michigan State with the green?
Yeah.
I love it. I
was talking more NBA style, yeah, yeah. But yes, I know what you mean. All right, call your shot now. Who plays in the national championship game?
This is so far out. And Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're doing great on a dreary Wednesday in Detroit. Did a little college football there with the blitz thingy. We got a lot of feedback here coming in at the beginning of the show. We were talking about the Pistons, so I'd like to get caught up on some of that because they open their season tonight, people. And look, Detroit, you know, you kind of gauge the interest of a market, of our market, with everything, and you try to make sure that, you know, you are building the show out with the, you know, where we, you know, touch on what we think are the hot stories in Detroit, and then we let the listeners take it and run or go a different direction or whatever. You know, ultimately, if the phones start blowing up against, you know, about Hi-Li, we're going to be talking about Hi-Li here in Detroit, but whatever. And last year, I mean, the Pistons were top 10. Do you think most people know that? They were top 10 in the NBA in attendance?
No, I don't think most people know that.
Kang, you think many people would know that fact?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. They got a monster push, I think, the last couple weeks of the season.
Of course.
I mean, that place was rocking the last couple weeks of the season.
It really was cool to see. And it's been a, you know, so you go into this season with far more of, you know, an expectation. And I'm kind of tamping down my expectations a little bit because I feel like they skipped the step. I think 14 to 44 is such a big jump. And, you know, their off season feels a little bit to me like the biggest thing they're investing in is that their young players are going to get better. And I think they are going to get better. But, you know, what's a realistic jump forward? Because they're still really young. Gator is more chesty. Thinks they're going to push 50 wins here. Kevin in a truck says, I've been waiting for the Pistons to start like a kid counting down the days until Christmas. And we're asking you, how much more invested are you in this product than a year ago? Nick says, I went to my first Piston game last year. I don't watch basketball at all, but we had a blast. I will 100% go again. Good. I think the Pistons benefited from teams overlooking them and exercising load management against them. I don't think that happens this year, and I think they will take a small step back to around 42 wins. As captain of the Asar Thompson bandwagon, I will admit his preseason was shaky at best. His free throws are still flat, and his handle is a work in progress. Well, everybody just talk about what a great, you know, a great player he can be. And in fact, The Athletic had a story about the most improved players in the league, and he got some votes. You know, it's from the insiders. You know, you go all that. But I mean, am I wrong? Does it feel like their biggest investment is just basically waiting for their players to have more birthdays?
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think that's the exciting part. It's Asar Thompson, Ron Holland. How much they're going to improve, and what is their ceiling? And these are two incredibly athletic young players that feel like they have really high ceilings. Even I think Jalen Duren still has a high ceiling.
Yeah.
You know, if he develops a shot, which is something we've been saying for a couple of years here, but he's still very young. You know, but if he can develop that intermediate shot, he could really take it to a different level.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's ever going to happen. I know they've been working a lot with his back to the basket game and trying to make more of an offensive threat there. And I guess if you're going to tell me that some of their guys, like if Veron Holland is going to shoot it at a high level, if Jaden Ivey's going to return and shoot it at a high level, I'm talking about 3-point shots, then yeah, I could see how this team has the makings of taking a big step forward. But like I said, I feel like we want things to happen typically faster than they actually do. Kevin in advance says the NBA is fourth for me with sports, but I will say this, the Pistons have definitely piqued my interest. I might even be a bit excited. I think people forget that West Coast trip that Ivy was a part of. It was literally after that trip they found their footing and broke his leg. I don't know what that means.
They started playing really well right before he broke his leg, and then unfortunately he broke his leg. But that's when they really started to hit their stride, and they still use that as a jumping off period. They continue to play really good basketball without him.
I am underrated disappointed that Ivy's hurt again. The more I think about it as we get closer to the season, the more it bothers me.
I'm quite disappointed.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
You know, like to the point where I'm starting to, okay, what's going on? You know, okay, broke his leg, come back, need his knee drained and going to miss 4 to 6 weeks or whatever it's going to be. I'm like, come on, man. I don't think anybody was surprised. You know what we were not going to get is any calls of people upset that they didn't extend, you know, pick up that extension or meet that deadline Monday night.
Well, it just gives them a longer runway before they give them a contract. And I think the same thing happens with Duren. I don't think they'll lose either one of those guys unless there's a trade. But I don't think they'll just lose them.
Kang, where are your level of interest and excitement with this team?
Yeah, I'm definitely more excited than last year. I'm always interested, of course, just being a basketball and Pistons fan. But as far as expectations being so different this year, I'm more excited because of that. I'm trying to temper the excitement, though. You know, I don't want to get my hopes up too high. But, I mean, you see the path because of all the injuries to the big teams. Other than Cleveland, that you can pencil in as going to be a really good team, who else is? I think Orlando could be a really good team. They scare me a little bit. They could be the Pistons of this year. You know, where they make a huge jump. And Paolo is a really good. Banchero is a really good player. And they added pieces around him to help him. The Pistons are clearly counting on the development of their young players. And they have high ceilings. How fast can they reach those ceilings if they ever get there is the question. I think Ron Holland and Thompson could help this team offensively a lot. Because last year, I think they count on them more defensively and energy guys. But this year, they're going to have to score a little bit. Especially without bringing Malik Beasley back. I guess that's where Duncan Robinson comes in as far as three-point shooting, because that's a lot of three-pointers you're missing from last year. A lot.
Record number.
Yes, exactly. And I don't think Duncan Robinson's going to break any records, but he's got to be able to hit. Kind of do it like what Fontecchio couldn't do. Hit the open three, man. I feel like every game I watch, he wasn't hitting the open three. If Duncan Robinson can just, you know, shoot 40% around there at three-point range, I think they'll be okay, because Cade Cunningham, we already saw what he can do last year, All-NBA. Can he take that even extra step and be in the conversation for the MVP by the end of the year? And if he is, that means this team's doing really well.
So Duncan Robinson's a wild card here, right? We know he can shoot it at an elite level. He has consistently through his career. 31 years old. You know, is there going to be any drop-off? No drop-off. You know, where's he going to be in terms of his contribution level? But there's a lot riding on Duncan Robinson. And I would argue, and you tell me I'm wrong, Dennis Schroeder, Malik Beasley, and Tim Hardaway, I would argue, help you win on the court tonight more so than Duncan Robinson, Caris LeVert, and Sasser or Danis Jenkins, whoever's filling those roles.
No, I think if you're looking at that 3-3, I think without question that you're right with that. However, is it by a massive margin that is not made up by having improvement from Asar Thompson and from Ron Holland? I think that makes up for it.
Yeah.
And I think this thing keeps moving forward, and then you're looking at just guys getting better. I think Duren will be better. Cade Cunningham, I don't know if Cade's going to be better. Cade's great. Can he be superstar? I'm dying to see if he can.
Okay, we do want to talk to you about the Pistons. We have a question for you we'll get to today at 11:18. It is Carson Anderson. We got open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.